Welcome to Emerge the Radio Show. I'm Sham, producer for the Emerge team. Thanks so much for joining us today. This week, we're talking with entrepreneur, investor, and Newport News native Thurston Howard, owner of Howard Property Development. We're also speaking with business coach, consultant, and author David Jones. All of that, plus, of course, we'll make a divine decision with Dorothea, and DeShana is going to drop a gem on us with her two cents on finance. Let's get into it. Starting us off, as always, with some super helpful tips to help you emerge as a CEO. Let's lean in with Tiffany into the CEO's corner.
Welcome to the CEO Corner, where you receive invaluable tips on how to emerge your business to new heights. I'm your CEO, Tiffany Boyle, and today we're diving into a topic that's essential to every leader: conflict resolution. Conflicts are an unavoidable aspect of any workplace. Whether it's disagreements between team members or clashes in strategic direction, conflicts can either hinder or foster growth within an organization. As leaders, it's our responsibility to navigate through these challenges with grace and effectiveness, something that I work on and work on and work on. In scenarios like these, it's crucial for us leaders to step in and facilitate constructive dialogue. We must create a safe space for open communication and mutual respect, transforming conflicts into opportunities for collaboration and innovation. Let me say that again. Transforming conflicts into opportunities for collaboration and innovation. Active listening, empathy, and a willingness to compromise are essential skills for effective conflict resolution. By leading by example and demonstrating these qualities, we inspire our teams to overcome obstacles and achieve greater success together. Remember, when it comes to conflict resolution, the way we handle challenges today shapes the success of our business tomorrow. Until next time, stay tuned, stay inspired, and keep leading with purpose. I'm Tiffany Boyle, and that's my tip from the CEO Corner.
You're listening to the Emerge Podcast.
Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
All right. I'd like to welcome our guest, Thurston Howard. Thurston Howard is the founder and CEO of Howard Property Development. Hi, Thurston. How are you doing?
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm married with three children. I started a real estate business in 2020 officially. I've been doing real estate since about 2018, but I really got off the ground in 2020. And it's been a true blessing for me and my family to, you know, reach some success doing some real estate stuff. So I'm excited to share with you guys some of the things that I've been able to do as far as strategies, as far as how I was able to become successful doing what I do. So I'm pumped.
All right. So you say you started in 2018, but you officially started in 2020. So what were you doing prior to getting started with real estate?
So, like many Americans, I had a 9-to-5. I've done my 9-to-5. I was at the shipyard for a couple of years, 2.5 years. And I was really focused on trying to get a promotion and move up the ranks. So 2018, I started. I got introduced to real estate from one of my family members. Shout out to Derek. I just got to say that. That's my brother. I have to give him a shout out because...
Shout him out.
Possible. This wouldn't be possible. But he introduced me to real estate. He was already doing some stuff in Baltimore. So he introduced me and kind of gave me some information here and there, and I kind of just ran with it.
So what made you want to take that leap to leaving your good and steady 9-to-5 and to just stepping out there to become an entrepreneur and moving forward with your real estate?
So that's a very good question, right? And I'm going to be very specific. So when 2018, I came to shipyard, I was an hourly employee. I got one promotion. I moved up. 2020, I took an interview for a planning job, and I actually got the job, but they didn't want to pay me. Now, just story. I have a master's degree in engineering, science engineering. So they were basically trying to pay me pennies and nickels. And for me, that was like the last straw for me as far as like, all right, this ain't working the way I need it to work. So let me put my full attention on something else. So I had in my mind, I took my family to Disney in 2019. When I came back from the break, I said, I'm going to give the shipyard 8 hours of my time and that's it.
Right.
I just completely dove into real estate. And the second I made that decision to fully be immersed in it is when I started to get success, like, instantly.
So explain to our listeners what exactly you do with real estate.
So I am a real estate investor. I do what's called exit strategies. I do something called wholesale real estate. I do fix and flip. I do new construction. I do creative financing. And just a lot of different creative ways of helping people out, getting them out of situations. Maybe if they couldn't pay their mortgage, we could take over. Maybe if they have a rundown property, they don't know what to do with it. They don't want to list it because it might not sell for much. We step in and we kind of provide that helping hand to give families the opportunity to understand really what they can do with real estate. So the strategies that I mostly use are wholesale and a fix and flip. I have done a joint new construction with somebody, but I haven't done one on my own. And this year is like my flying solo. Like, I'm doing it all alone, in a sense. I'm not partnering. I'm going to get out there and do it all myself, in a sense.
No, I like it. We need to definitely talk more and collab, because I did a real estate expo back in 2020, right before everything got shut down. And people really want me to do it again, because we really took the approach of working with the real estate agent, working with the mortgage lender, working with the credit repair company, and like holding everybody accountable on like this timeline, and really coming from the approach of anybody can own a home and it's probably the best thing for you. So people, you know, a few people actually bought house. Like, I got stories. It might've been 6 months later, but it was like, oh, from this real estate expo. Right. Like, so we definitely need to talk more to see how we can, I like creative financing. A lot of people asked about investing. This was more for like first time home buyers or second, right, you know, buying your second set of property, but a lot of people are interested in flipping, new construction. Like, that's like been the biggest thing. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that and being on the show. What I want to talk about is when you decided to go from 9 to 5, an employee, to entrepreneur, right? That takes a certain mindset. It takes a certain will. So did you know, like, when you decided to do that, that you could do it, or like, what was that thought process?
So no, Tiffany, honestly, no, I didn't know I can do it, honestly. but I'll tell you what helped me out. And I always give my glory to God, just because sometimes opportunities come along for people and they don't realize it's an opportunity, right? Because they're just not ready to receive it. It may be an opportunity, but you're just not ready to receive it. So with that being said, in 2020, when I really emerged myself from real estate, the pandemic happened. The pandemic happened when I got my first real estate check. Was an amount. So the first real estate deal I did was a wholesale deal. I made $17,000 from it. And
let me jump into real estate. Wait a minute.
I'm the guy to talk to. Come talk to me. Let's make it happen.
We're gonna have a sidebar conversation.
Absolutely. So I got my first real estate check the day they called Liberal Leave. And I don't know, Shane, if you remember this, but they called Liberal Leave originally for 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks. So I said, okay, I'll take the 2 weeks. I'm not going to work. I just got this check. So I'm not going to work. But what it did was it gave me an opportunity. And so it gave me 2 weeks to really make some phone calls and really keep going further with what I was doing. So 2 weeks turned into 2 months. Now the shipyard gave us liberal leave for 2 months. So I said, okay, let me take this time, right? Let me put my whole game plan together and keep doing what I'm doing, but strategize it just a little bit more. So I made a phone call. May comes. At this point, I probably made, I'll say roughly $60,000 in those 2 months. Wow. So I said, okay, I got to go back to work now. And I was still afraid. I wasn't like, yeah, let me go ahead and quit my job. Like, no, I was still very much like, all right, I got to go back to work to get this secure money. So I called and my supervisor said, hey, they're giving an extended leave of absence for 90 days to 120 days. I looked at my wife. Way. Like, this is my opportunity. I feel like this is my time, right? This is my opportunity. So I said, I'll take the 90 days. I said by day 30, I put my 2 weeks notice in, because I was just so busy. I was so wrapped up. I was so focused. And I was really making a substantial amount of money doing what I was doing. So I was just like, yeah, there's no way I can go back and mess up the momentum. So that's when I jumped out there. I said, okay, I'm going to put my 2 weeks notice in. Here, 2 years later, I'm still pushing. So
awesome. 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 So what did advice? Oh, sorry. What advice would you give to those that are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur? Like what kind of characteristics do they need to have? And what advice would you give them?
Okay. So I would definitely say you got to be strong-minded. For me, and I'm not going to put my family out there. I love my family to death. But you know, a lot of people project their fears in something that they don't really know. Right. So I had a good job at the shipyard. And mind you, I just got a promotion that I didn't take. So my family's like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And for me, I already kind of knew like, okay, let me do this. This is where I'm headed. So I had to really, really remain strong-minded and I had to stay focused. I think that's like a big part because when you become an entrepreneur, you have a lot of time. And if you're not using your time wisely, things can fall to the wayside. I would say definitely stay strong-willed, keep your focus intact. And really, honestly, just listen to your intuition. A lot of it is more mental than anything. I would definitely say mental. For me, I'm a very strong-minded person. I know Shannon probably knows that. She's known me for years. Whatever I put my mind to, I'm going to make happen. And so a lot of people don't have that mindset, which is okay. But for me, it's like, I can't go back and admit like, all right, I failed at being an entrepreneur. Let me go back to work. So it was just more, like I said, being strong-minded and just staying focused on what I was doing. So definitely for all the entrepreneurs out there or want to become an entrepreneur, you have to map your game plan out and stick to it because things ain't always going to go as planned. I mean, I've had some downs, I've had some ups, but staying focused is truly, truly like a key to everything because you can get through something if you're staying focused on it.
Sorry. I think you have dropped some amazing jewels to Emerge. I'm your host, Deshaina Kemp Garnett, along with co-host Tiffany Boyle. We're here with our special guest, Thurston Howard, who is the founder and CEO of Howard Property Development. Now, Thurston, you've kind of just been telling us about how you made that big leap and you left your 9-to-5 and you started your real estate venture. And what we know about a lot of entrepreneurs is once you kind of get that first business down pat, we know we become serial entrepreneurs. So how about you tell our listeners what else you've been involved in?
Wow. It's been quite a lot. I'm not going to throw out everything that I've been doing, but real estate has definitely allowed me to invest in some other areas like an event planning space that I've done with somebody, Turo, which is like a car rental business. And I'm actually going to put my BMW up there just to make a little extra cash. But I would say Turo and Airbnb. I touch on those three things because those are like instant cash flows. Those are instant ways to get my investment back. I have not invested a ton of time in doing those things. I've more so just invested money. But this year, like I said, I'm kind of taking on more of a, I don't want to say a busy role, but just kind of immersing myself in some different things and learning a little bit more because real estate is kind of automated at the moment. I've kind of got some things in place for it to run smoothly without me being there 24/7. So yes, so Turo, Airbnb, and an event space.
Now we know sometimes as entrepreneurs, you said we have a lot of time, but sometimes it seems like we don't really have a lot of time with everything that we're trying to accomplish. So how would you say you've been able to, you know, balance being a husband and a father and still being an entrepreneur?
It's tough, I'll tell you that. I had some long nights where I was staring at the walls at night, just trying to figure out how to keep my balance strong. But first and foremost, I'm a father first before anything. I tell this story to people. I became an entrepreneur so I can be a better father. And I say that to say, for me, all of my kids are in events. My son plays soccer. My oldest daughter plays tennis. My middle daughter is a dancer. And they all have events and games and stuff. So I missed out on a lot at first working at the shipyard, just being honest. My schedule was 6 to 3:30. So I'm tired at the end of the day. I get off work. I got to pick kids up. Feed them. And I just physically was tired. And so I made as much as I could, but being an entrepreneur definitely allowed me to have more time to be a better father, in my own opinion. I tried to work diligently, use my time wisely so I can be at those events. And like I posted yesterday on my Instagram, my son had a daddy donut day at school. And it was only for an hour, but me going to that, it just brought so much joy for him seeing me there right. At 9 o'clock in the morning. So if I had a 9-to-5, I definitely wouldn't have been able to make that.
But right.
Those things are just important to me, honestly.
Now, why do they do dad and donut? So y'all can, like, then you got to go work out, but they just want y'all to have those dad bodies. Look.
I definitely have the dad body.
Don't call it father figure for nothing, right? Look.
For sure.
All right. right. Well, tell us and tell the audience and the listeners how they can follow you, reach out to you if they have questions, anything like that.
So my Facebook is Thirst Howard. I have a business Facebook page, which is Howard Property Development. My personal Instagram is _thirst_, and my business Instagram is Howard Property Development. So you can follow me on all those platforms. And one quick thing I want to throw out for anybody that's interested in learning real estate, I'm now doing classes every month. I'm doing it once a month. It's for 2 hours and it's teaching you how to get in real estate with no cash or credit. So it's not for me. It's for everybody that wants to learn.
That's awesome.
Really want to learn real estate. I teach a class in Hampton and I'm literally giving the information, everything that I've done and still do to this day. I'm giving it to the audience for you guys to learn, understand real estate and how to make some money in real estate.
No, I love it. I love it. I definitely will be at one of those classes and we can get that information off of your social media, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, great. So Thurston, hate to end this interview because it has been so good and I have so many more questions, but we are going to end with our signature question. And that is, what does the word emerge mean to you?
Emerge means to me, it's an empowerment. It's a controlled destiny. And I was thinking about this all day. It's a controlled destiny for you to emerge in what you are trying to basically take your path you're trying to achieve. So emerge in your path, what I'll say. And I'll leave it at that.
Love it. Love it.
Emerge, you're listening to Emerge the Podcast.
If you would like to partner with us and have your business spotlighted on the show, contact us at emergethemagazine.com.
Welcome back. I'm Dorothea Schuler, and you're listening to Emerge, the radio show that's all about entrepreneurs and business and is the premier information source for business owners. It's that time, so let's lean in. We all proceed throughout the course of our life based upon a series of decisions. A decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. And divine means excellent, so we're making an excellent choice. With that being said, let's make the divine decision today to engage. The word has two definitions. The first, to occupy, attract, or involve someone's interest or attention. And the second is to participate or become involved in. And I chose this week's divine decision to do just that. Engage you with a deeper perspective on the word. It's easy to walk through life and become comfortable with our day-to-day routines without a conscious plan or attempt to enhance or elevate our normal engagement. Think about it. Whether you're at home, work, school, church, or even out in the community, are we coming home and saying the same thing to our families? Do we walk into work and go through the motions and the same exact steps as the day before? Students, do you approach your course load with the same initiatives every semester? At church, are we sitting in the same row week after week? Are you engaging your thoughts with any new ideas for success, engaging with any new people, or open to meet new people and have new conversations? It's not just a question for you. I found myself questioning my own efforts of engagement, of occupying, attracting, or involving other people's interests. And, oh yeah, participating and involving myself in new ways. Ways that will attract the things I truly want to achieve. And there are opportunities all around me to do so. But I must purposefully engage myself and utilize the gifts and talents and seize the moment. How many times have we been given an opportunity to become involved in something that can serve as a breakthrough needed to reach the next level or even the conversation needed to usher us into a new endeavor, to stretch ourselves beyond our comfort zone? We have to see these opportunities and engage in order to produce the energy required to then attract who or what we want to involve ourselves with and the level of interaction that's needed. So when we go to work, let's not just ask people how their day was just to rehearse a conversation. Ask these questions because we know that in some way and for some reason, that person and that conversation was meant for more. Maybe to help shape and allow us to have an experience outside of our own lives, but still connect us. deeper engagement, and our mindfulness of conversations allow these experiences to educate or even enhance our own outlook. Maybe like me, you've previously taken virtual classes your first few semesters of school and decided that you could benefit by in-person engagement and help fit some of the pieces together that's causing you to lack or gain that understanding in that area of study. Engage. It will change the scenery for you. You'll definitely meet new people and, hey, maybe switch it up and sit on a different row at church. Maybe it's beside a person that you've needed to engage with or to exchange something between the two of you that enhances and fulfills both of your lives. What are we doing to engage ourselves? It can't be the same routine filled with the same thought process that keeps us in the same or previous mindset we were in. We must be bold enough to involve ourselves and attract the thing we've been looking all over for. And it's been around us the whole time, right in our midst. We've just failed to engage. I challenge you to make the divine decision today to engage, knowing that it will ultimately help to shape a path that reflects the light of excellence in our lives. This has been another Divine Decision with Dorothea. You can decide to be a part of Emerge the Radio Show by submitting your response to our signature question, what does the word emerge mean to you? Share that on our IG at Emerge the Magazine. This week's response is from LaQuaya Jones, a financial services agent, to grow, to come into your own. Yes, LaQuaya, we at Emerge are all about growing businesses and entrepreneurs coming into their own. And you can follow LaQuaya on IG at Quaya Vaughn. That's Quayavon.
Hello and welcome back. You are still tuned into the Emerge Radio Show. I'm your host, Shana Kemp Garnett, along with co-host Dorothea Schuler. And right now, we are about to talk to David Jones of 214 Consultants. So, David, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you. Good to be here.
Awesome. So, tell us about yourself and about 214 Consultants.
All right. Well, 214 Consultants is a company that started a little bit out of necessity, but I'll take it back to the beginning. So, I joined the Army back when I was 20, did 10 years on the active duty side of the house. And then as I was transitioning out, I decided that I needed to go back to school. So I went back to school, got my associate's bachelor's and the master's in business. But during that time, I've always had a drive to be an entrepreneur. Both my parents owned their own companies growing up. So I knew I was never much of a 9-to-5 guy anyway. I knew I always wanted to start a business. So it kind of started on the commercial side of the house where I bought an old bed and breakfast. Actually, it was an old historic home and we converted it into a bed and breakfast. And then from there, it just kind of grew. It went into a coffee delivery company. And after that, I got into commercial real estate with multifamily homes, got soured from that pretty quickly, just dealing with tenants and laws and whatnot. So I knew that I always wanted to move into business consulting and helping other companies. It has always been my drive. So, you know, with my background and everything, and I also even, I guess I forgot to mention that I also own a logistics company too that delivers craft beer, wine, and spirits. So that really pushed me kind of into the corporate side of the house into project management firms. So those were kind of my big gigs when I got started in the consulting world. But again, I got a little bit soured from that too, because my mission is really to help every small business owner reach their own vision of success. And when I work with larger firms like that, I can only help one company at a time for anywhere from, you know, 3 to 12 months at most. And then I leave. And then, you know, regardless of what I implemented, it may or may not stay. So I realized that, you know, the best thing I can do is to get into more one-on-one consulting with small businesses. I've been consulting with the SBA for veteran-owned businesses for the last 3 years specifically through Roots to Business program, and that's been great. So I wanted to expand on that to try to develop different ways that I could kind of, you know, do like a force multiplier where I could kind of get myself out there more. So I started to create like an e-learning platform so that way I can reach more companies, even though it doesn't take me any more time to do that. So I launched that this year, so that's going pretty well. And then I started to do a little bit of group coaching too, these kind of little boot camps, webinars, like 3-month webinars, just again, so I can reach more people. And of course, yeah, I still do the traditional one-on-one consulting as well with the small business owners. But I tried to create a kind of a tier for every single business, whether or not they're just starting out or pre-revenue. I got a lot of free information that they can download and look at, anything from things that I push out on LinkedIn to I just started a podcast, not nearly as robust as your show here.
Who are you telling to say? I'm sitting over here like Renaissance man, entrepreneur. I'm trying to figure out where do we start with the questions? Like, I don't even know where to go. Wow. So I do have a quick question. You made a really good point. I love what you said about time, and that when you are consulting, because as we heard, you also have other businesses. But my question is specifically to that. I love how you said you can only help one large company, and you know, that could take 9 months to a year, and they may implement and keep the things that you suggested, or decide they want to go a whole entire route. And it's like you're gifting and you're talented. Your talent is kind of wasted, but not. And so you having that relationship, you said one-on-one with the small business, is awesome, because everyone knows that America is really built off of small businesses. As you said, you watched your parents, so you knew early that you weren't going to be a 9-to-5 guy. So with that being said, do you feel like consulting is the chief area that you work in, and that kind of opens up other areas too?
Oh, without a doubt, it's my passion. And I say that even though technically I'm retired from the Army now, I don't think I'll ever truly retire, because I always love helping people and I love business. So consulting to me is just a natural fit. I don't think I'll ever stop, honestly, just because it's kind of a way to give back too.
That's awesome. You said military too. He just added another item to that list, DeShayna.
You know, I was just thinking, I love it when everything comes together. So David, we had another interview with a gentleman in the military, and he talked about, you know, with wine. And I'm like, well, if he's talking about wine, and David mentioned wine, you said logistics. I'm like, but nobody has my address to deliver the wines to me. And I'm a great taste tester. But no, you said a lot of amazing things. And I think it's awesome to have you on our show, because Emerge is all about helping all business owners connect, help them get better, help them, you know, grow. The e-learning. Talk to me about the e-learning. How did you decide you wanted to do that? And how did you set that up?
Again, it's always been kind of a pet project the last couple of years, but it's a pain to set up. It just takes forever, you know, and I criticize myself way too much, probably more than I should. So trying to create my own videos and put them out there and edit them, like, it was taking forever. So I had to get with someone to give them information and basically give them scripts so they could read it, they could do it, they could post it, because I was just way too self-critical. I don't know.
I think being transparent enough, you know, we're in the social media age, right? Everything is posted online. Every time, you know, I have someone talking about their business, or someone talks to us about how to grow business, well, you got to get on social media. You got to get a content schedule. You have to post. And what people might see for a 30-second to minute video, if they knew the prep, how many takes it is, and oh my gosh, how does this sound? And I didn't say that word right, and I didn't know I had to twang on that word. It is a lot of work. So I can imagine why you would want to bring someone in. Sometimes I wish I could have someone come in and do mine for me as well.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing that I learned over the years too, is having good partners, or to be able to sub out work, so you don't have to wear every single hat and become the subject matter expert at everything. Just stick to what you're good at and sub out what you can. You know, I don't care if you have to, you know, swap for it, you know, time or money or whatever the case, but you either have time or you have money, usually one or the other. Hopefully both, but
right. Delegating, outsourcing, you're consulting with us about how you consulted on your own business to grow it. So I think that's awesome. Delivery. How did you, it's just so amazing. The businesses are not connected. I'm guessing that has come from you consulting and helping other businesses. How did you get in the delivery business? Where did that come from? Where did that spark at?
Actually, it was totally random. So at the time, I was going through school and I was working at a veteran nonprofit as a grant manager as I was getting my MBA. And I was doing a setup at the VA, and there was another company there doing a setup as well. They were listed as a benefit corp, and their mission as a benefit corp was to give back to veterans and their families, and they were pre-revenue. So they saw me at the thing and they saw my background and they said, hey, how would you like to consult for us? We can't pay you money right now because we're pre-revenue, you know, but if you can give us your time and you can help build out our standard operating procedures, our SOPs, and, you know, getting an onboarding process in place and getting our operations up and running, you know, we'll give you a percent of the company. So they ended up giving me 25% of the company in exchange for my services. And then I grew them into 4 states, took over kind of as the COO temporarily. And then I stepped away from that. And then I started to pursue my other ventures into like the one-on-one business consulting, as well as owning self-storage facilities.
David, let me just say this. You are so modest and humble when you
yes.
The things you talk about are a huge deal. And it's just like, hey, just every day, that's what I do.
Pass the peas, you know.
I love it.
My God. And what was the last thing you said? Did you just added in another business. You said you were a grant writer. That's how you came across that venture, is what you call that. That's not even a job. That's a venture when someone approaches you and says, hey, I need your talent. I would like to use it. I can't pay you cash, but here's a portion of our company.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And that's what I say to people who want to get into business. Like, you can either try to start your own and, you know, grassroots, you know, kind of guerrilla market and build yourself from nothing. You can purchase businesses, or if you don't have money, you know, just use your skill set to work with someone who is trying to start something or already started something and is looking to grow, and then just, you know, pour your skill set into it in exchange for ownership. So there's multiple ways to get into business ownership.
So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Emerge Radio Show. I am your host, DeShana Kemp Garnett, along with co-host Dorothea Schuler. And right now we are listening to Mr. David Jones of 214 Consultants, and he's kind of giving us his story, and he's really proven why he is an amazing consultant as he's just telling us about all these different business ventures. Sometimes we have people who kind of tell us their story and how they got into business, but what did the process look like from a business perspective of starting your consulting? How did you go about that?
Yeah, again, the consultant kind of just morphed upon itself. With the the project management firms that I was working for, again, they found me online and they approached me with the business. So it wasn't even me going out and trying to stir some of this stuff up. Now, getting into working with small businesses, it's a lot more proactive. There's a lot of outreach. There's a lot of, you know, just putting information out there, trying to get, like, you know, all the free information out there so I can get, like, the inbound marketing thing started and everything. So the one-on-one small business consulting is actually taking more time than I thought it was going to take, actually, to really take off. But I think it's because, I don't know, maybe there's so much information out there that people don't know what they can trust or not. So, I mean, I really just started working with small businesses specifically in the last 6 months, because after my last project that I was on, I ended up growing this, you know, firm, multi-million dollar firm, relaunched them, and we streamlined all their businesses. You know, they were able to grow without growing their staff. And once we got their profits running and we got all their personnel in place and the business streamlined, they ended up laying people off after I left because they were so streamlined and so profitable, they didn't need the extra bodies. So to me, that just goes totally against what I stand for small wow. businesses. I want to help small businesses grow so they can hire more people, because, you know, that's the lifeblood of the country. So that's why I stepped away from the larger firms.
Wow. A champion for small businesses, a person with integrity. I mean, that says a lot for you to say, hey, look, I decided I don't even want to sow or reap in that area anymore. I want to focus on just small business, which is the little guy, which are the forgotten people. Like, this is an amazing interview here.
It is. I think you touched on something great where you were talking about it's so much, you know, free information out there. What I found when people are starting businesses, although there's a lot of free information out there, like you said, it is hard to know who to trust, but also it gets overwhelming. Because you can get this information from this site and this site tells you to do it this way. So I feel like a lot of people kind of need that consultant or that coach to say, hey, this is step one. Go to this website, click here, submit that. I feel like that is much needed because a lot of people, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes you're doing things out of sequence and you're wondering why you can't get stuff done and approved. And it's like, you really just don't know what you're doing or where to look or where to ask for help sometimes.
Exactly. And I like that point that you brought up too, is another thing that I find with people, especially perfectionists are the worst offenders of this. It's, oh, I'll do it when. So when I'm profitable, I'll go, you know, seek out a coach or something like that. Whereas, you know, when early on is when you need it the most. But what you need to do is do it, you know, smart. You know, don't go out there and spend a ton of money on something that's unproven. Don't just spend a ton of money on marketing or advertising unless you have your message tightened up, unless you've done a lot of A/B testing. Like, you know, be smart with your money, you know, do what you can yourself, but, you know, take as much free information as you can, but be smart. You know, that's why everything that I offer with guarantees, money back guarantees. So if it doesn't work for you, if it doesn't grow your business X percent, don't pay me. So
that's how I run. That sounds like confidence. That sounds like I'm 10 for 10. I'm Jordan. I'm the Jordan of this thing. I got 6 rings.
Yes, absolutely. So Dave, you've been giving us a lot of great information. If someone wanted to reach out to you to have you consult with them and they have more questions for you, what's your contact information, your website or your social media?
Yeah, so I'm all over LinkedIn. So if you just look for David Jones or 214 Consultants, I have a company page page. I have it. I monitor it. I just started it though, just specifically for the advertising. But if you just look David Jones up, you'll find me there as a business coach. If not, just look for 214 Consultants with an S on the end, 214consultants.com. And there's information right there on the website where you can just click literally like, you know, ask me and you can get in touch with me right there. Or David@214consultants.com for email. You can shoot me an email. Happy to respond to that too.
Simple as that.
Very simple. You know,
no underscores, no asterisk, you know, 214 Consultants. We got it. So it's getting to that time. We hate to see you go. Like, you really, I wish you could see all the notes and stuff I've taken.
I was just thinking that. I'm totally going to be taking notes when I go back to listen to the show.
So it is time for us to ask you our favorite question, which is our signature question. What does the word emerge mean to you?
Emerge to me really means just commit. Put yourself into the role, whatever it is, and just commit to it. And to me, that's always bettering yourself. If you better yourself, you better everybody around you, and you make yourself more resilient to the hard times. So I say emerge, commit to yourself, and just go all in, because you can't do it with one foot on each side.
Wow.
We hear a lot of definitions. I've never heard that one.
Just never.
Enough said. So David, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure talking to you today.
Pleasure's all mine, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Emerge Podcast.
Follow us on Facebook, search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.
I'm DeShana Kemp Garnett, and it's time for My Two Cents. Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode of My Two Cents. Today, allow me to be your source for financial inspiration. Today's golden advice is the best investment you can make is in yourself. You have to start thinking of yourself as your own success story. Investing in your skills, your knowledge, and your well-being pays the highest dividends. Whether it's education, health, or personal growth, always bet on yourself. Because folks, the greatest return starts with you. I'm DeShana Kemp Garnett, and that's My Two Cents.
A special thank you for the guests on today's show. To listen to past episodes of the Emerge Radio Show, visit emergethemagazine.com.
You've been listening to the Emerge Radio Show. All opinions expressed on this show are that of our guests and may or may not be shared by the Emerge Radio Show staff. Follow us on Facebook. Search Emerge Radio Show. On Instagram, Emerge the Magazine. And online, emergethemagazine.com.